The mind may be idling, but it is never not thinking. This is Don Rush. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill contemplates how we fill the void.
Mahatma Gandhi, when he was asked who'd been his worst enemy, replied, Mahatma Gandhi. I took him to mean that being self-reflective, as Gandhi was, while it can be illuminating, could put him at odds with himself. I'm self-reflexive and have always had an adversarial relationship to my mind. Contention with my thinking involved the way my mind retained information, or more to the point, how it didn't retain information. My capacity to remember what people said was marginal. I did actually listen to what people said until such time as something said excited my imagination. Then I simply checked out and took off into my own imagination to work on the small but delicious thoughts that might have been triggered in me from what I'd heard. There were times when I was afraid my mind malfunctioned. It operated contrary to natural law. Nature abhors a vacuum, but my mind didn't. It actually liked vacuums, and I enjoyed the empty mind when I could daydream all I wanted. As soon as my mind was empty, a thought soon popped up from the inside of me. If it excited my imagination, I immediately focused on the thought, hoping it would take me to some new and exciting place. There are endless resources for information available today. The volume of data is positively overwhelming. Our minds don't have to retain data anymore. I just call out to Alexa. She sleeps in the electronic echo in my studio. And I pose her a question, and she can tell me almost anything I want to know. Unlike some people, like the know-it-alls I remember as a school kid, whose heads were crammed with all kinds of facts, Alexa has the grace to admit, at least, that she doesn't know something. It feels weird to think I'm now imputing humility to an electronic device. Age has been kind to me. It's ended years of contention I've had with my mind. Because, at my age, my mind has slowed down so much, now I can easily catch up with it. Contrary to the assumption about my mind that I had for years, and even apologized for, my mind is not a repository for just storing facts and information. It's more like a cinema in which a show is always running. New images appear rapidly as I unconsciously mix and match them with words in order to tell others what show was playing. Now, as I engage my day, I'm curious what will be featured at the flicks playing in my mind's eye. I have felt for those children who, in less enlightened days, struggled as I did with learning disabilities. Few educators then understood how the mind processes information, and children suffering learning disabilities felt ashamed. We were accused of not applying ourselves, being lazy, or even moral failures. Good news, it's gotten much better. George Merrill on the Shore.